My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Adetula, hanging out with you on a Football Friday. Headed into very exciting.
Exciting Football Friday.
There you
Friday.
Go. Your microphone should be on. Yeah. Indeed. we're all on and popping, excited for AI Sunday Night Football. All right.
Okay. Hey, you better be quiet.
Yeah, don't
be AI taking
don't start
your
giving
spot.
Ideas. Yeah. Come on, man. All right, man. Matt Burt, defensive coordinator for this Texas team, spoke to the media yesterday. And I found this to be interesting. Obviously, now we can talk to these coordinators about we have games that yeah. we have some things that we've seen. And then also we have another game that we're leading into. And I did want to start here because I think I've expressed this and mm-hmm. I hope that you've gotten the full extent of the impression from me that the big plays, obviously there was 350 plus yard plays by the Colts. Some of those you could say were maybe all right, jump balls, those types of things. But for me, it was the possibilities of yes. big plays that were absolutely there. That gave me a little trepidation mm-hmm. going forward. I was like, is that something that's going to be a feature yeah. of this defense? Is that something we're going to have to be concerned about? Matt Burt definitely spoke to that, and this is cut for Fig. The idea of, are some of the deep plays easily correctable?
Anytime you put anything on tape that, you know, whether whether someone thinks that it's something they did or something we did, you know, that they're going to try to take advantage of those things. So, obviously, you know, we shouldn't be in those positions. I mean, a couple of them are 50-50 balls, and we just got to make some plays and maybe technique-wise put ourselves in a better position to make those plays, you know what I mean, where you're not going backwards or going forwards or however we want it done. But, yeah, we're always trying to correct the things that, whether it's the deep balls, the run game, any of that stuff. So I would anticipate people trying to test us on things until we prove that it's not a good route to take for us.
And they will. And, you know, that's the big takeaway. Your biggest concern is my biggest concern. The deep balls, the freakish 65-yarders and that type stuff, you hate to just kind of, dismiss it, mm-hmm. but it's going to happen. But the wide open.
Yeah.
You know, the wide open that they missed.
Yeah, dudes running with 10, 20 yards of green grass in, mm-hmm. Around them. That's problematic, right?
Yeah.
And one of the things that it's reminiscent of is if you've gone back and watched the Bears game from week one, like in the same way that Anthony Richardson missed some of those.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams missed some of those, but they were able to get some of those guys mm-hmm. open into some green grass. So, again, if that's something that, you know, they're capable of doing. Shane Waldron and the offense continues to get some guys into green grass.
Yeah.
Right. Like, that is something that's going to really give me concern, because teams, like Matt Burt said, like, if you're scouting a team, especially a team like the Texans, and you go, oh, that might be a weakness, especially if it's chunk plays, big plays, what mm-hmm. everybody's trying to get, Yeah, you're damn right you're going to go and try and test them on that. So I love that he's like, look, man, we got to be better about it. So I do love that he has that attitude, but I need to know that he feels confident that they will. And I don't know that he necessarily said that from a position of, oh, it'll definitely get fixed. It's more of a challenge.
No, he says he expects
it. Hey, let's go.
Yeah, he expects it. And by the way, side note that's relatively important here is we talked about how the Texans the Texans injury report and who's practicing and who's not, and we'll get that to you here probably within the next few minutes, is important. So too is the Bears. So too is the Bears injury report, because two receivers who can do that, Roma Dunze and Keenan Allen, didn't participate in their practice yesterday. So that could play into what we're talking about here and how they're going to get open in some of these situations.
And as we're talking about these things, when it comes to leading in, since I've seen some practice notes coming out because the team is on the field at NRG, like in the stadium practicing. Dalton Schultz is practicing today.
There we go.
So that means that he's back in the possibility and the probability, if we're going to be completely honest, of playing on Sunday.
No, he'll play now. I can almost promise you.
Some guys who seem to not practice, Juice Scruggs, dealing with the groin thing, he's not practicing. Damian Pierce dealing with the hamstring, he seems to not be practicing at this point. Those things are happening right now. So that's something to watch as we lead further and further towards Sunday's game. But going back to Matt Burke, mentioned Caleb Williams. He is he's the feature of what we're talking about here. He's the quarterback, the number one overall pick. He's all eyes on him when it comes to the Chicago Bears offense. He was asked about facing a quarterback like Caleb Williams, the particular style that he brings, and a quarterback that can make plays off script like he does.
Yeah. I mean, that's like literally, I would say, as much as we talked about the front rushing a guy like that, like it's a little bit on them to try to limit some of those like exposures. But in the back end, you know, you talk about plastering and sort of the second play within the play. You know, it's okay, you match something up and you have a route concept that you've done some film study on. Maybe Kalen has and sees something and jumps it, or we take it away. Now that breaks down. Then it's, I don't want to say it's street ball, but then it's like, okay, now we've got to find our matchups and plaster, not give those open throws, because he does a really good job of having his eyes downfield. Once he gets out and breaks, he's looking to throw the ball. So, like, I would say the back-end guys have our front-end guys, their job is to try to not let some clean escapes like that, and then try to make it hard for him to find those ways out. And then the back-end guys, if it does happen, we got to match up and plaster. And so, and like you said, at that point, it's really just trying to find the guy close. And you try to have some rules of, like, where you're looking in your zones or where the matchups happen. It's just, again, you can't just have free runners. It's kind of breaking free. So, you try to drill that as much as you can in practice. It tends to be somewhat improvised on game day, so you can't really like 100% lock that down. But broken record this, like, we just try to, within our coverages, be in the right spots, and if we rush properly, we hopefully limit those opportunities.
And those are the biggest opportunities that you want to protect against, right? I mean, I feel like Caleb Williams in the pocket, you know, planting the back foot, letting it go. I feel like the Texans have something of an advantage there, just because he's a rookie. He missed some throws, as you mentioned, some wide open throws and some others as well in his debut. And the Texans are going to bring all kinds of different looks and, you know, off the edge and all. So if he's in the pocket, I feel like the Texans might have something of an advantage. I think they do have an advantage. When he starts moving around, Caleb Williams, and you get those runners downfield, as he's talking about, especially in the middle of the field, that's where the Texans maybe are going to be a little more susceptible.
Yeah, I mean, because just defensively, those are the things that are more difficult, right? No longer do you have the basis and the safety blanket that is a full defensive play that is built on, you know, different players supporting each other to the point where now we have this whole thing covered. It becomes, as he mentions, a street ball, right? Mm-hmm. And now this is just pitch and catch. Now we're in almost something that's similar to like one-on-ones where the offense takes back the advantage, especially with a guy like Caleb Williams, who that is the easier part of it. That is where you're no longer thinking. That is where now you're just kind of reacting and reacting. And he has the talent at least to be able to do that for sure. Mm-hmm. He has the ability to move around, and then he has the arm talent to be able to get the ball to where he wants to. And that's different than having to, you know, be very cognizant of your drop and, you know, manage the pocket and read the defense. Like, at that point, you're just like,
it's his comfort zone.
See dude throw it, and that's where you really open him up to the possibility.
Yeah, everybody talks about, oh, you know, this isn't unique. Like, a quarterback out of the pocket that is mobile is always dangerous.
100%.
But I think, you know, in this case, he's going to be comfortable in that environment because he's done it so many times at every level. Whereas in the pocket, it's going to be relatively new with what they're going to be showing him, you know?
Yeah, and I'm super excited for the challenge that is. And I use challenge like in a very general sense for the defensive line, particularly the ends, on making sure, hey, keep him in there. Keep him in that that pocket that is supposed to be kind of a protective place, but it kind of can be a little bit of a prison if you play it properly. And, you know, not allow those plays to extend to where now your defense is having, your secondary is having to cover for 4 or 5 seconds. That's always a problem no matter what team you're playing against. Some other things that Matt Burke talked about, he was asked specifically about the defensive tackles, right? What's allowed Edwards and Fatukasi to flourish so quickly in the defense?
For all the D linemen and interior guys especially, like, we just try to make it really simple. And those guys both have embraced playing our style. Again, I think I said this specifically about Mario, but just like as quickly as I've seen. And you know, sometimes it's hard for veteran players that haven't played this style to really adapt to it. It can be counterintuitive if you're used to reading blocks and playing blocks and being at the line of scrimmage and just trying to anchor and do those type of things, and then we're telling you like not to do any of that, just to get off and go. And so there's sometimes it takes players longer. I remember, Javon Hargrave was a great player. Now, when we first got him in Philly from Pittsburgh, and that transition took him 4 or 5 weeks, maybe. And then once he hit it, you saw like the second half of his first year, and then he became obviously the player he's become in the system. So I think those two guys have actually kind of taken to those techniques. I mean, Foley had a little history with it in New York, but just they've embraced just sort of the attack mentality and to get off, and it sort of freed them up to just use their physical tools to be good. And I think that showed last week, and hopefully they continue on that track. And they have been pretty consistent in what they're.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
I've been asking to do.
I thought this one I was just sort of like, you know, in my head, not literally shaking my fist in the air, because this was the best, most candid representation of what D'Amico Ryans and Matt Burke have brought to this defense. Like, these guys, and you heard him just say it right there, they're like, do this, hold this, take this blocker, take these blockers, go across this blocker's face, free things up, and then play football. And all of a sudden, these two guys in the middle, and others, but I mean, we're talking about Fatukasi and Mario Edwards, they've just been told, go.
Yeah.
Like that is the epitome of what D'Amico Ryans came in preaching. You know, think less, play more, attack more, swarm, as he's often talked about. And this is also one of probably the most encouraging things about this defense, not only because D'Amico Autry's on his way in, what, 5 more weeks, but because the defensive tackles are going to be a big factor on this defense. You know, they're going to be, they had both sacks. You know, this was a great sort of hint and look at what they're doing on the defensive line of scrimmage.
Yeah, freeing your players to make plays, like the natural ability. It's one of the things that's beauty when you have dudes of a certain talent is, hey, man, we trust your talent.
Go.
We don't want to allow you to just go. I mean, shout out to A32 who's feeling a 6-8 sack game. That's quite, I mean, that is a possibility. The interior of the offensive line for the Bears last week was not good. Mm-hmm. And now, admittedly, that's a Titans defense that is pretty solid, but I mean, hell, the way that the Cowboys, or sorry, the Texans, that's a dollar.
Oh, man.
Ooh, boy, that's nasty. Real nasty. Man, that is real nasty.
What are we going to do with this money?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's going to be donated, for
buy
sure.
Buy a book.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be donated. But that was nasty.
Goodness, that was nasty work.
Yeah, my bad,
I
y'all.
Feel dirty.
But the way that this Texans defensive line showed in week one, like they have a capability of, one, playing at a high level akin to what the Titans were able to do against the Bears. So, yeah, I do think that there's going to be a lot of pressure. And if you are, again, if you're able to contain Caleb Williams, you could put him in places where now everybody's bearing down on him.
Yeah.
And you have the guys that have the capability, especially because we're not talking about Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr.'s dudes who are very good at doing that impression the quarterback. Real quick before we go, I do want to play this because I do want to give some love for Kalen Bullock, the safety. It seems like he's gotten a lot of love from the coaches, and he might get love in terms of playtime, PT. This was Matt Burke talking about Kalen Bullock for this defense.
Yeah, I think we've talked about Kalen a few times here. His history as a deep field player in college and what he did there and sort of just has a pretty innate understanding of those type of positions on the field and how to take advantage of those. He made plays in the balls in college. He made plays in the balls in training camp. And obviously week one, he made plays in the balls there. So I do think he has a pretty good feel from those sort of deep zone areas and where he's fitting. And then, you know, as you get to this level and start, you know, formation recognition and what routes you're getting out of those formations, I think that's probably what he's, you know, alluding to in terms of just like studying the film now. And now that's the second level of, okay, I know where I'm supposed to be now. What am I expecting from pre-snap formations or what I'm getting there? And I think, you know, that kind of heightens your anticipation of what you're getting and can maybe put you in a cleaner position to make those breaks. So it was a good start for him. Excited to see him again this week.
And you can just feel it, right? Like, it's happening right before our eyes. Mm-hmm. He's going to be the guy back there. Like I don't think there's any question. And you can just feel it in what he's saying. You know, obviously we've seen it on the field. Now, I'm not saying he's going to start and play every snap this week.
But he's speaking to how early,
yes,
like how much this is just kind of
innate. It's happening right before our eyes.
Like this, what we're seeing right now from Kalen Bullock looking good is almost innate. It's like, hey, once we arm him and, you know, kind
and
of
he learns a little more,
load him up with more information on what you're seeing and being able to like know what's coming, not just, you know, feel what's coming.
Yeah.
Oh boy, he could be a real,
by the way, he's really looking for a dollar to put in there, Figgy. So,
I got to hit the ATM. Don't worry. I
got a dollar for you. I'll let you borrow a dollar.
Team effort. Appreciate that. Yeah. I got to square it up. I will square it up for you fine folks. Cause that's, you know, I want to make sure I'm good. I'm always trying to pay my debts, but there you go. Matt Burke talking about this defense as they face off against or get ready to face off against the Bears, feeling good about the way that they match up. And I did appreciate, especially when it comes to the way that he spoke to, you know, big play possibilities that we saw. They're gonna be tested, but they're up for the challenge. All right, coming up next in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Let's get into what's popping, including an Astros series finished off against the A's as they head over to Anaheim. We'll talk about that more next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.